הלוך הגימו. צריכה להיות בחמישי, כברים והעירות גדולות קרים בו, והיום המוקפות חומה למחר. צריכה להיות ערב שבס, כברים מקדימים ליום הכניסה, העירות גדולות ומוקפות חומה קורים בו ביום. צריכה להיות בשבת, כברים והעירות גדולות מקדימים ליום הכניסה, ומוקפות חומה למחר. So בואי כנראה בזהר. Yes, the תלמינים עשרה בזהר. Take a look at this. איתכני. Come and see the situation we have. It's a common expression in the Yerushalmi. Come and see what's going on over here. Chaliyot lekrachim. If it says over here that chaliyot lekrachim b'Shabbat korim b'erev Shabbat, so it says over here if Purim comes out on erev Shabbat, meaning the 14th comes out on erev Shabbat, so then the mukafim, which are the krachim, they're korim on erev Shabbat, which is Yudal. But if chal liyod la'ayarot b'Shabbat yidachu liyom haknisa, b'she'en kein, if the 14th comes out on Shabbos, instead of reading on Erev Shabbat, which is what the ayarot, the mukafot chomadu, instead it says that they should go back to the yom haknisa. Well, does that make sense? Why don't we say that it's exactly the same thing? If you're going to go back to the yom haknisa, so why not have if the 15th comes out on Shabbos? So let the Mukafot Choma also go back to Yom HaKnisa to be consistent. You know? Omar Rav. He says, Rav, I mean, isn't this obvious? Lo mibnei kvod ha-krachim? Isn't this a getter of a covet for the krachim? Shelo yomrim. Reinu krachim v'ayarot korin ka'achat. Don't we want that the krachim should have a miyuchad halacha, that they should never be confused with the Ayarot? We want people to say, well, we saw the people from the biggest metropolis in the Mukafot Choma, that they should be reading together with the local people. Ah, doesn't make sense. So okay, so it's a din. It's a din in Kovet, says the Gemara. If it's a din in Kovet, so me'ata lo yidochul yom ha'knesash lo yomrim re'inu kvarim V'ayarot korim ka'achat also. I mean, we should say the same thing. So we should do the same kavod to the ayarot. Normally, we have three levels of kavod over here. We have the country bumpkins that are living in the kvarim, and then we have the people in the ayarot, and then we have the city that has a historical presence, which is the mukafot choma. So if we're going to be makbid, that the Mukafot Choma should be noticeably different and shouldn't be together, why shouldn't we be makpid for the Ayarots as well, give them their kavod, that they shouldn't be reading together with the people in the Kvarim? Says it, well, because it doesn't make sense. I mean, after chal liyot b'sheni, what's going to happen now if it comes out on Monday? What are you going to say? That we should no longer have the cities read on the 14th? What are you saying? It comes out on Monday anyway, the people in the Kfarim are coming into town to read. So what's a child to say? Chaliot v'chamishi. That's the norm, the Gezeris. The Tlekvanas doesn't apply in that case, because the Kfarim are reading on the same day. So if that's the kid, it's the same case. So then Chaliot v'shabbat. So what's the problem? Same situation. Basically, everybody's reading the same day. Nothing wrong with that. So Ashkach Tani, now there is a Tana that says in Embraita that Kforim v'ayarot v'krachim are korim ka'achat. Seems to be saying that everybody, if the 14th comes out on Shabbos, so now everybody should be mocked into the Yom HaKnisa. That, why would everybody be marked in Yom HaKnisa? Boy, in Tanya lo nasav apir labiria. I mean, that Tana doesn't hold of anybody, does he? I mean, he just goes out and does his own thing without even being nosei panim to any shita. The heck with you all. This is, I say, how we have to do it. Each l'shalayikat mukrachim l'ayarot. First of all, it's not shaykh to say that we're going to take the krachim, the mukafot choma, and only move them because Purim now is they can't read on their day. Why? Apparently because you hold of b'chol shana v'shana that the ayarot has to be kodmim l'mukafim. So that won't be enough just to do that. So we can't just have the mukafot choma go back. So that's not going to help. Furthermore, you're going to have to say that the Tana also holds that once we move someone back to eat like kol shehu nitche, once he's nitche, so then yidach eliyom haknisa, which is the way we had Rebbe today sitting in the Bavli. So in other words, once you're out of your time, then you go back to the Yom HaKnisa. I said, well, why? When, well, this is Rebbe. Well, the Tana of the Bright could be Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, Kulan Yidachu Yom HaKnisa. I mean, basically, Rebbe Shita is, eat like Shaloik Ad Mokrochim Mayarot, and eat like Osho Nitche Mimekomo Yidachu Yom HaKnisa. So why can't we just say that this is reflecting Rebbe Shita? We don't want Krochim being earlier, and once I'm masking that I have to be Deichiyu, so I'll be Deichiyu now all the way back. And Lamaisa Hechavinu, then how do we do it? Halacha Lamaisa. Amar Reb Yosei, we do it Kemat Nisa. In other words, if Purim comes out in Erev Shabbos, Kforim Ar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, Ayarot Gedolot, read together with the Gomokofot Choma on the 14th. So Bon Kamei Rebbe Zeira, the Talmidim asked Rebbe Zeira, it says in the Mishnah, that if the 14th comes out on Shabbos, and then it says, Kforim Vayarot Gedolot, Omakli Mimli Omaknisa, why don't we say, Kemoda Atamar, Chal Yod Lekrachim B'Shabbat Korim B'Erev Shabbat? What we've discussed until now is, why don't we push off the Mukafot Choma to the Yom HaKnisa? That was the question. But you never answered the other question. The other question is, why are we inconsistent? Why is it that when it comes to the Mukafot Choma, so then we will read on Erev Shabbos, which is the 14th. But if it's Chal Liyod Layarot B'Shabbat, we go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Why? Yikaru B'Erev Shabbat. In the same way, if the 15th comes out on Shabbos, go back and they read on the 14th. So if the 14th comes out on Shabbos, we go back when they read on the 13th. But you're saying we should go back and read on the 12th. Because we should go back to Yom HaKnisa. You never explained why we would do something weird like that. Amazing, amazing Gemara, because it takes in a whole new idea. So why don't we say that, that when the 14th comes out on Shabbos, we should read on the 13th. Ela Masnitzin to train Tanya. What we're going to have to do is say that there's no consistency in the Mishnah. The Tana of the Resha doesn't hold to the Tana of the Seifa. The Tana of the Seifa holds once you're Nitcha the Yom HaKnisa. And the Tana of the Resha holds that that's not true. There's no klal that when you're Nitcha the Yom HaKnisa. This is what we were saying before. It's not, it can't be that it's all our Mishnah is consistent with the bright. No. Tani Kadmoya. So Tani Kadmoya Savar, we have to change the gears over a little bit. So Tani Kadmoya Savar Memar Koshu Nitchamim Mekom Aloy Dachami Yom HaKnisa. All right. The original Tana is saying, no, go back one day. Let's go back to the 14th. Don't go. I said, we have to change the gears. So the Tana Kama therefore would hold that if the 14th comes out on Erev Shabbos, and then they go, he holds krachim, ayarot gedolot, akorim bo bayom. Okay? So he holds obviously kosher nitche. We don't say it has to be nitche l'yom haknisa. That's like in the Braita. So you would say the same thing. The 14th comes out on Shabbos, and then they won't go back to l'yom haknisa. They would read on the 13th. Not like our Mishnah. That's what we'll have to say. And the Tanya Churana, the other Tana holds, that kol shu nitcha mimekom yidachelok yom haknisa, which is the time of the Seifa. Therefore, since I can't read on Shabbos, so I'm not going to be able to read on the 14th, so why should I go to the 13th? I should already go back to Thursday. So let me read on the 12th. That's what he's saying. But if that's true, he would have said the same thing in the Reisha. That if the 14th would have come out on Erev Shabbos, so then the Mukafot Choma, he would also have said, should go back to Yom HaKnisa. But it certainly can't be one Tana who says both of these things. On my loan, to which Rabbi Zahira replied to the Talmidim, no way, you're missing a whole point. Kein Amar Rav. Rav was masbir that it's chatanyo. The Mishnah is a single Tana. makes perfectly good sense. Nei ma amru chal liot lekrachim meshabbat korim pe'erev shabbat. I'll explain to you very much. The reason that for the mukafot choma, which we're calling here the krachim, it's not consistent necessarily all along, because we use the word krachim in the Bavli to mean not necessarily mukafot choma, legati asura batlon, and that was the sheet of Tosfos. It's a very little discussion we had yesterday. So the word can be used, stam krachim, where you have people coming from elsewhere, but they're not necessarily mukafot choma, legabi the din of asura batlon. But generally, throughout the Masechta, we use the word krachim. To mean mukafot chomas, here too, that's what he's referring to. So if the krachim come out on Shabbos, then they go on to Erev Shabbos, and not to Yom HaKnisah. Why? The Yom Rav Chava, Rav Huna, and Rav, Shem Rav Chia Rav, we said before, that hakol yotzeim biyodalek shehu zman kriyata. Everybody would be yotzeim yodalek, because the ikar zman that's kavua for kriyata megillah. Anybody who read on the 14th, even if somebody in a krach read on the 14th, he would be yotze b'diavad on the 14th. Therefore, when the 15th comes out to be on a Shabbos, where you can no longer do the 15th, you make the chatchila, the day of kriya, the 14th. And the kavata, chal yot layarot b'shabbat. Now, there's another reason, just as logical, where if the Ayarot, which is the 14th, comes out on a Shabbos, that they don't read on Erev Shabbos, which is the 13th, is also the Shita of Rav Chalbo, because Rav Chalbo also pointed out earlier, if you remember, in the beginning of the Sugya, here in the Yerushalmi, that actually the 13th, this was a very striking difference with the Bavli and Yerushalmi, that actually the 13th is not meant for Kriya. Because the 13th is only, the Iker Din of Kriya was said on Ashenachu HaYehudim, and the 13th was Davka in the day where they were not Nachu, and when there was a Milchama, and therefore there ought to be no Kriya on the 13th. Elamai, since we were Marba the 12th and the 11th, so he said, so it's a Kavachomer, that it isn't Davka B'yomim Shenachu. But we're certainly not going to chatchila take a yom shenachu bo hayudim heimo miyodayim and push it back to the 13th where they were fighting. So it doesn't make sense to read on an Erev Shabbat the 13th just because what? It's the closest day? That wasn't the reason that the mukafot choma were reading on Erev Shabbos. It wasn't because it was the closest. It was because it was the Iker Achiyah, it's the 14th. What does that have to do with pushing off a 14th to the 13th, can I ask you? It certainly is not the Iker Takana. So once it's not the Iker Takana, obviously I'll be ma'adir to put it in the days where I have the remez and the pasuk to make it on the 12th. Why should I look to the 13th? I have no advantage in the 13th.
But it's not to the point where if the 14th was on Erev Shabbos, the Yom Kinesa people could still do it.
Yeah, of course, of course. That's okay, but it certainly doesn't have any value. I should be dafka look for the 13th. Why would I want to do that? Yom Rav Chava, Yom Yud Gimel is Yom Milchama Haya. V'hu mochiach al atzmo she'in bo necha. By definition, mochiach al atzmo means by definition, it's not the day asher nochu ayudim. That's the whole point. So why would we want to read on that day? Eshkech tani kforim korim be'erv Shabbat v'ayarot gedolot Yudachu liyom haknisa. And we found a brisa that says the ayarot gedolot is what it should say, because this makes no sense. The ayarot gedolot read on Erev Shabbos, so that the 14th comes out on a Shabbos, and then that means this Tanaj, you don't go back to Yom HaKnisa. Indeed, you go back to the closest day, and the kvarim are marked in liyom haknisa, as usual, which is the 12th, umukufot choma aliyachra Shabbat. So according to this, there's no hakpada that kol hanitche yidache liyom haknisa. Go back to the first available day. First available day is the 13th, and we're not basing it on this far that we did over here of Reb Chalbo and Reb Huna. So lemaisa echav din uvdin. What indeed is the halacha lemaisa? Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean, what's halacha l'maaseh? It's impossible. It can't happen. So what do you ask halacha l'maaseh? It's something that can't happen. In our calendar, you can't have such a case. You can never have the 14th falling out of Shabbos. So. And you don't ask halacha l'maaseh on something that's not l'maaseh. Of the uvda means, and what's the halacha l'maaseh? There ain't no halacha l'maaseh. So, let efshar. What's the problem? Okay, but in efshar, what if it would have been possible? Let's say. So, what would we do? And Yerutz Hashem will go back to being Marcus up here yeah, very soon, and then we'll have a maybe could come out back or four people come out on Shabbos. So, what would we do then? Kematita, if the 14th comes out on Shabbos, so we would do like the Mishnah, the Kvarim, and the Ayarot with the Lord. We'll go back to Yom Aknisa. But, Bilvad Ba'atzara, but this is tomorrow's Gemara on the Bavli, so we'll wait already until we get to tomorrow's Gemara.